Good morning. I'm Dave Reek. Glad to be with you here on The Bridge on a Thursday morning. We're trying something a little bit different this morning. We've brought in a couple of musicians who are in off the road after a very long trip, and they're going to be playing tonight in Yuma at the Maverick. And we're glad to introduce you to Carissa Johnson and Vanessa Silberman. And good morning, ladies. We're glad you could stop by.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Carissa.
Hey, yeah, thank you. We're super stoked to be here in Yuma. First time.
That's great. Yes. And we were just chatting a little bit that you both played in Arizona before, mostly in the northern part of the state up in Flagstaff, you said?
Yeah, Flagstaff, Phoenix, Sedona. We haven't played Tucson, but yeah, but first time.
First time in Yuma for both of us.
Yeah. That's great. Well, that should be fun. Now, you're on this Cardinal and Crow tour, and it's actually kind of wrapping up here in Yuma. Is that right?
Yeah, this is actually the last show of, I think we've been out around maybe almost 6 weeks, somewhere in there. This was two tours actually broken up. The first one was the Great Outdoors Tour of the Western Mountain region of the United States. And then we both took, I think, about 5 days off. Carissa, who's from Boston, went back there and did shows, and then I did shows from around California out to Texas, where we met up and started this tour. The Cardinal and the Crow tour is quite a bit different from how we normally play. I feature people, or I play and have a regular band called the Vanessa Silberman Band, and it's quite rock and punk and energetic, and Carissa has a band back home. And the Cardinal and the Crow tour was kind of wanting to offer people something more intimate with doing songs, mainly acoustic, and then telling the stories behind the songs, you know, which is something that you don't do typically at a rock show.
Well, I played some of your music on Friday, and it was very, very much rock and roll. Although your, what's the new song you have about American folk rock?
Yeah.
That was very, we played that on Friday during the show, and that was really awesome. Nice. But I know that you guys really do play a lot of electric guitar and rock out, and that's really, sounds like a lot of fun. But this is a little bit different. It's going to be a little more intimate.
Yeah, a little more like American folk rock. And then Carissa has also, she's played solo and played solo opening up for myself, like with my band. And
Yeah, the songs that I do with my band back home are along the same lines of Vanessa's band, very punk, very rock, and kind of in-your-face rock and roll. So I take those songs and do them acoustic and talk a little bit about them, which I don't usually talk about the songs too much like that as far as like a live setting. But so it's been a new challenge, and it's been really cool and a way to connect with crowds, and people have really been receptive of it.
Now, Carissa, you were in a competition recently, I read on your website, something
yeah,
in Boston. What was that?
Yeah, it was the Rock and Roll Rumble, and they do it every year, and they've been doing it since, I think, 77 or 78, and
wow.
Till Tuesday's won. Amanda Palmer was actually the last female to win, and that was the first one in 14 years, first female fronted band to win the contest, which was pretty cool for me, just because a lot of the other females that have been a part of the contest have been a lot of idols of mine.
Nice.
And yeah, it was pretty cool. It was at Once Ballroom with WZLX. It used to be BCN. I don't know if anyone out here knows those stations, but in Boston they were pretty big. But yeah, WZLX hosted every year the Rock and Roll Rumble, and my band ended up winning out of 24 bands.
And you had to play several times.
Yeah, there's three rounds. There's the preliminaries, and then the semifinals, and then the finals. And I didn't expect any of the nights to keep going on and on. So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun, and it really pushed my band to practice every single night and really get a good set and, you know, connect with the crowds.
Right.
So it was really fun.
That
yeah.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a second and hear some music. Vanessa, you're going to play something for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song called Okay. It's actually going to be probably the next song that I'm going to be releasing with the Vanessa Silberman Band, which features Reed Mullen of Corrosion of Conformity and my other friend Michael Ross, who's a producer-musician. But yeah, Okay is a song about believing in what you believe in so much and willing to pretty much do anything for that cause, whatever that is. So this one's called Okay.
Thank you. like you said, and they don't believe. Still, all I know is I'm gonna.
Great. Thanks so much, Vanessa Silberman. That was great.
Thank you.
That's a lot of fun. So, Carissa mentioned some of her influences. Who's influenced you as you were kind of getting into music?
I grew up partly living in Hawaii, and I didn't have like TV or radio. So I discovered a lot of music from back order, like Rolling Stones or when Kmart and Borders Books came, there was actually magazines there and CDs, and it was so exciting. But I also discovered a lot of music from Columbia House, 10 CDs for a penny, and hearing stuff and not knowing what people looked like. So I discovered Nirvana and a lot of grunge bands. And also, I'm an engineer and a producer and have a little artist development label. So I worked for different like pop producers and back in LA, and so spent a lot of time listening to hip hop and pop, and really love a lot of the old country blues artists. So kind of spans from a lot of stuff. And then also, aside from just music, I really relate to a lot of punk and hardcore, like the ethics of that, like you know, their whole ideals of some of the bands not drinking and doing drugs and just positivity and like creating community. So that's kind of my whole message through music, is just giving a positive message and giving people hope through songs.
Well, I noticed that you have a new EP that I guess just came out last week. And on your website, there were some new tracks.
Huh.
That's where I heard American folk rock.
Yeah, so that EP actually came out close to a year ago.
Oh gosh.
But I also released a single called "Hide My Love Away," which was another acoustic song, kind of similar vein to American folk rock. I have new music in the works coming up. I'm actually starting to make a record coming up next week, going to San Francisco and making a record with Reed Mullen and Michael Ross. The whole thing with like American folk rock, which is kind of different from the old band that I had, Diamonds Under Fire, where it was more grunge pop rock. I really wanted to do stuff like more diversely with Vanessa Silberman or under that name, like, you know, doing something like American folk rock where it's, you know, just an acoustic guitar and a song. And then having a really energetic, you know, other song, like I have a song called I Know, which I feature two of my friends on there. But and that's kind of how I've been touring, too, is, you know, doing a lot of different stuff, featuring friends and, you know, having a lot of fun and, you know, trying stuff, but having a cohesive sound.
It sounds like you have a lot of spare time on your hands, either touring or recording or,
oh,
or
tons.
Organizing shows.
Tons. In the last,
or driving across Texas or whatever.
In the last 2 years, I've played over, I think, 330 shows,
oh my God.
Not including the 3 months of double slash some triple duty slash the radio shows and all that. So I got a lot of spare time.
Well, that sounds good. Carissa, can we get a song from you, do you think?
Yeah, I could play an acoustic song. I'm actually working on an album as well, and I'm going to be releasing that in March, March 10th. That one's coming out. And I've been working on that for the past few months, and we'll actually be working on it in October as well with my band back home, Steph and Nick.
Oh, wow.
We put out a single in April called You Lost You that actually debuted at the Rock and Roll Rumble prelim round. And yeah, Vanessa and I actually play in different guitar tuning, so just going to tune that up real quick, and then yeah, we could play that song for you. But yeah, I'm really excited to put new music out. I haven't since, I think 2015 was the last one. No, actually 2016, May.
Oh,
and
really?
I did put one out in 2015 as well. But with all the touring, it's been hard to be back home recording as much as I was used to.
And so that's when Only Roses came out?
Yeah, Only Roses. That was May 2016.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been touring that for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. And yeah, this whole year, Vanessa and I met in March, and this is our fifth tour together.
Wow.
And we've just been going all over the country, and we have another one booked for November, December, and we'll be doing some shows out of country actually next year, early next year.
Wow.
But with all the spaces in between, doing some recording and writing and everything else we can to stay productive. We don't really know what to do with free time sometimes. It's like rest or...
But it sounds to me like, people glamorize the rock and roll life, but it's hard
work.
It is hard work.
It's a lot of hard work, for sure. Yeah. A lot of sleepless nights and a lot of long drives. And it's really cool just to be able to see all the country. Vanessa and I counted how many states we've been to so far together. We've been to 25.
Wow.
Just since March. And my goal is to see the whole country and the whole world. So, but yeah, it's definitely a lot of work, but it pays off. It's definitely worth it at the end of the night when you finish the show and you're like, all right, that's why I'm out here.
And it's probably got to be fun meeting new audiences.
Absolutely. Yeah, and every scene is so different, like West Coast, East Coast, you know, mid-country, down south, Midwest, like all that stuff. Like, I've noticed so many differences between the Boston scene and just, you know, Seattle and L.A. and everything, and each one is special in its own way and unique for sure. But yeah, I love it. I love traveling and seeing different scenes and communities.
As they say, if you enjoy what you're doing, it's not really work, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
What is that?
All worth it. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just multitasking like I do as an artist, just tuning. Yeah, it's you know, just talking about work and stuff like that. You know, as an independent artist, you know, I always came from the mindset of not waiting around for people to, you know, give me the, here's the golden, you know, key. I was kind of like, let's, you know, if you want to do something in life, you got to do it. And actually, if there's any people listening, you know, I think myself and also, you know, I don't want to speak for Carissa, but I feel she believes the same thing, is that we want to encourage any other artists out there, or just people and just life for that matter, to go do what you want to do and don't wait. And, you know, it's worth it. And you just put in all the work yourself. And if you want to make something happen, just do it, you know.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. We're all set?
I think so. This one's You Lost You. This is the first single off the next album coming out in March.
Mm-hmm.
was great. Thanks so much. Carissa Johnson there.
Thank you.
And very beautiful song there. And a great sample of what you might enjoy if you head over to the Maverick this evening. That show is going to start about 9 o'clock, you say?
Yeah, 9 p.m. And we'll be playing a couple sets tonight, kind of switching back and forth.
And the Maverick, that's one of the older bars in Yuma. It's over on 4th Avenue, about around 14th Street. And a great venue, kind of a classic rock and roll venue, I think. That should be a lot of fun. You guys haven't played there before.
No, yeah. We're excited, definitely excited to play.
Well, thanks so much. We're really glad you could come by. Vanessa Silverman and Carissa Johnson, thanks so much, and good luck with your tour. And
thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for making the time, and thanks to everybody tuning in.
And thanks for finding us.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're listening to KAWC.
That's right.
Yuma's awesome rock.
All right. Thanks so much, ladies. And we're going to get back to some normal business. I got some more music coming up, including some Red June and some Little Reader, as we continue with The Bridge on KAWC.